months ago, when we were planning about the music day, we were looking for a speaker, and she tried. So I said to Pastor, Nomvula tried, so can you just help us? Your turn now to try for a speaker. And then he said, ah, okay, Nkita, I'll do it. And then he tried. And I was like, oh God, we need a speaker. But then, later, Father said to me, you know, my sister, I've tried. The 4th of June, everyone is busy. But I will try for the last time. So I said, okay, Pastor, please, for the last time, just try. And then later I said, Nkita, it's your department. I can't find any speaker, but you need to do it. I said, oh, Pastor, but okay, I will try.
Amen.
I just want to thank you for your prayers. Mm. If it was not for your prayers, maybe I'll be at home sick. Maybe I'll be like sitting there at the back, feeling that I cannot do it, but because of his love. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to talk about the love of God.
Amen.
The love of God, and this love of God, it's a music day. How do these things connect, this love of God and the music day? Maybe you will have a question, how are they connecting? Because we want to sing. It's a music day, so everyone is free today to sing. Everyone today is free to bring her song, her favorite song. Amen?
Amen.
But today I would like to speak with you about this God's love. His steadfast love. The Bible says in John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but to have everlasting life. Amen? Amen. That is the love. Amen. How much God loved us. It is the way that he loved us. He gave his only begotten son to die on the cross, to provide free of charge to us to have eternal life, instead of having eternal death. Mm. That is the love that God has given to us. It is not only just love. It is a gift to us. It is a gift to me. It is a gift to you. You know, I don't think parents here, we've got our spouses. We've got our children. My children, my first son is a Sipesihle given. Sipesihle, that means beautiful gift. Mm. Beautiful gift that is being given to me by God.
Amen.
And then I've got Siposetu. Siposetu, he is our gift at home. For everyone at home in my family, he is our gift. And he is the last born. He is the gift as well. That is the beautiful gift. And then you take that gift and then you just look at God, at God's love. And then you look at your husband. The husband, when they were looking for wives, they went on their knees. And then they pray. Because you have to pray for your wife.
Amen.
You have to pray for your husband.
Amen.
So, when the man is praying there, he asks God that, God, I need the woman that will love me. I need a man that will love me. That love is still there. Because God has loved us first.
Amen.
So now you just go. You need the love. Our children need our love. And then we need you. In Africa, African men, sorry, African men. African men is so difficult to say, I love you. It's so difficult. You know, they will say that, I did it. I did it before. I told you that I love you. So, I love you. And that's it. You know. But the other cultures, they're always saying that, I love you every day. They just woke up and say, I love you every day. You know. But today what I want to say to the youth, those who are going to get married, don't be like our parents, your parents, to be afraid to say, I love you. Because if you are afraid to say, I love you, will be afraid to say, I love you, my Father. Mm. I love you, my God. Mm. Because that way it is not coming out. Yeah. You know, that way it's so difficult to just say that love, that I love you. Mm. But we have to say, I love her. She's my daughter. Even though she's got another mother, she is my daughter. She is my daughter. He is my son.
Amen.
I love him. He is my brother. I love him. He is my brother. Because we've got one Father who loves us. And today he's telling us that we need to love one another. We need to bring that love. The love that, you know, that love that there's a song that says, take me back to where I first received you. Mm-hmm. That was the love. And this love, it's when we're talking about this love, his love for me, because he loved me, his love for me led him to the tree. His love for me led him to the tree because he loved me. And then God sent his son to just call me to be in that tree because of the love. Amen.
Amen.
Would like to just share that song with you. His love for me led him to the tree. Amen.
There is
Jesus the Lamb as he prayed. My Father, please take this cup from me. It's sweat like bloodshed with every sad grief with fear. His love for me led him to the tree. There in Gethsemane, Jesus fell down as he prayed. My Father, please take this cup from me. With sweat like blood shed, with every sad grip, with fear, his love for me led him to the tree. His love for me led him to the tree.
Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. And the writer of this song is telling us that when the time was near, he prayed that his Father should take this cup from him. And he thought of me. He thought of you that time, in that lonely night, because of this love that we're talking about today. Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. Amen.
Amen.
And when I'm talking about this love, Sister White has said to one of the writings, okay, at first, I want to show why we mix this love and music. Music, the singing, sometimes it's the way we express our feelings about someone, about what God has done in our lives. Some other people, we have given so many talents. Some they are preachers, some they are teachers, some they are prophets, some they can sing, some they cannot sing, some they cannot pray. But when they just sing, things happen to their lives. When they sit there and cry and say, through it all, through it all, God answers them. Because there's nothing they can say. That I've learned to depend on you. Because I'm depending on you, oh God, because you are my Father. Because you have loved me first. Ellen G. White says, the melody of praise is the atmosphere of heaven. And when heaven comes in touch with earth, there is a music and songs, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. That is why we will say, as I say, how marvelous and how wonderful is the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
My song shall ever be.
amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean.
She was facing that time of her illness. She was sick. She was married. But when that time of the sorrow, when she was in that pain, the husband separated to her. Not only that, divorced her. I think maybe he was looking at, how am I going to live with this crippled or with this person who's like this? Even though that woman, she didn't stop. She's a singer. She's a writer. She didn't stop because of the love of God. She just continued writing the songs. She just continued preaching with the songs. She just continued, move on with the life. But the only thing that she said in her life, my God, I just came to talk to you. Only just to talk to you. To tell you how much I love you. I just want to thank you. Isn't this music, it goes with Thanksgiving? And now she says, she didn't ask about, can you give me another husband? Can you give me other things? But she said, I just came to thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Love one another. In church, in our families, there ought to be a lot of love. Amen.
Amen.
God's decision to save the world was love. He saved the world at a great expense to himself. He lost his only son. He sacrificed him on the cross that we might live. If we could just comprehend the great love of Jesus Christ, it would change our lives completely. If we could emulate that love in our homes, if we can emulate that love in our homes, so when we start that love in our homes and then we come to church, that family with that love from home, that other family with that love from their home, that family with that love, and then when we come to church and together with this love, oh, that will be it.
Amen.
We will have a wonderful church of God.
Amen.
If we can just bring that love to our children, to tell our children to love each other, and then we bring that love in this house, we will have a wonderful time. That is why today we are expressing our feelings with music. I just want to invite you today, you to invite God to enter your heart and allow His love to come into your life and to change your life. To make you to be the loving person that God wants in His soon coming kingdom.
Amen.
To make you to be the loving person that God wants in His soon coming kingdom. When you are sitting there inviting God into your heart, there's a song, as I'm closing, you listen to this song because we don't have any time. The time is now. If you can't love now, we don't have any time. You should make a decision today. The evangelist team is going to do the evangelist. It's coming. If you have that love for God, for your God, you will contribute on each and everything that is coming, that is happening to our church. Because of what? Because of the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of me, not because of Debbie, not because of other saints, but because of love of God.
Mm-hmm.
When you are taking that decision, as you are going to pray in your heart, as I'm going to pray, when you're taking that decision that God, help me today to live the life that you want. Help me to have that love. Help me to share that love. Help me to love. Not only my family, not only my husband, my children, not only my friends, but everyone in church. Amen.
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 Patiently, Jesus is calling you. Let nothing stand in your way. Think of the cost eternally lost. For surely the time is now. The time is now for you to make a decision. The time is now. The Lord is here. Won't you open your heart while He is near? He will obey. Oh, don't delay. For surely the time is now. When you are sitting there making that decision, If you made that decision, you can stand with me. If you made that decision, that's from today. I won't only love my close friends, my friends. I'll love everyone for the sake of the love that God has given me as my father. You will stand up with me as I'm singing the last time. The time is now, the Lord is near. Won't you open your heart while he's near? He will obey. Oh, don't delay, for surely the time is now. Let's just close our eyes as you are saying that prayer into your heart. Father, the time is now. We just pray right now that you touch us, Almighty God, today. That we love one another as you commanded that we should love one another. Give us strength, Almighty God. There are so many challenges in the life that we are living. But we just pray today that you come into our heart and help us and let the Holy Spirit take control in our lives and lead us, oh God, to that love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.